Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
That is the beautiful voice of Hozier, one of Electric Picnic's headliner acts this weekend. It's Mairead Ronan here sitting in for Andrea. And you are Pat Carthy, freelance arts journalist. You're in studio
That's
with me.
That
is you. So we've all three of us covered there. Good afternoon to you, Pat.
How are you doing, Mairead? Nice to see you.
You too. So you have been to many Electric Picnics.
You're not
going this weekend, though.
I'm not. No. Just not working at it. I don't know why. I'm not here to put it down at all. So
no.
I have been at, I had to look it up. It started in 2004 as a one-day festival.
Yeah.
And I was down at that. And then I was at every one of them until last year. I wasn't working at it last year. And great memories. Have I got a, what do they call it? FOMO, fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out.
I don't know. When I look at the weather app, I'm not so sure.
But, I don't think so. But you said you have some very, very fond memories. You've actually danced on stage with some of these guys from Electric Picnic. You're instantly cooler because of that.
Well, there's a video of that somewhere on the internet. Now, I did hire a load of private detectives to try and suppress it, but it just didn't work. So, there's a video of me. We were invited on. I interviewed the drummer, I think, and then they invited a few of us up on stage. And, made a holy show of myself, Throwing Shapes. I think it was that song as well.
And they are there again this weekend.
Yeah. Nile Rodgers, I think, pretty much moved to Ireland about 10, 15 years ago. I think there's less people in Ireland who haven't seen Sheep.
I would say so,
than I have. But... That being said, fantastic performer. I saw him last year with Tom Jones, I think, out in St. Anne's Park. But he'll be one of the highlights. If I was there, I'd be throwing shapes to Sheik. You couldn't. You can't turn it off.
No. News Talk's Katie Gallagher is actually in Stradbally right now. Good afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Now, listen, everyone has been for the past few weeks talking about the headliners and all that. But for the past 24 hours, people are just talking about the weather. So what's the weather like right now?
It is actually lovely. I'm sweating. I'm in a full tracksuit and wellies thinking I was going to be freezing, soaked. And the sun's shining, the vibes are good, and it's a great start to the weekend, I have to say.
Okay, so that's it now. But we have heard bring sunscreen and wellies and rain gear. So it is kind of four seasons in one day is what we're going to expect this weekend.
Like, where else would you get that? I actually saw this morning on Instagram. I literally turned to my friend and said, where else would you see sun cream, hat scarf and wellies as your dress code?
Yeah,
but look, it is. It's the weekend that's in it. We expect it. And the rain seems to be more so overnight into the morning, and as long as it dries off and we're dry during the day, sure, what else could you ask for?
And what's the story with the campsites? Because we heard that some people were struggling to pitch their tents.
Yeah, a lot of people turned up early, so a lot came last night, got set up really early, so a lot of the campsites are full up. But if you're on the app, it's given alerts. I got alerts the whole way down of the places that are free. So some of the campsites have come free. I think some of the pre-booked that have still rooms are given alerts for that. And I even heard, I think they're opening up some of the car parks to make some more room. So there will be room, but, you know, anyone on the road or hasn't left, get on now, because everybody else has got in and, you know, the early bird catches the worm. So get down.
But surely if you have a camping ticket, there has to be a space for you.
There'll be a space somewhere in Leash.
There will be space. There's always space. This is the thing. There is always space. I think it's just maybe people had pre-thought where they were going to go or set up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, the more popular ones get full up quickly. So, as I said, I got alerts on morning of the campsites that there is room. So maybe campsites people thought were already full or pre-booked and wouldn't have thought to go there. I think you can actually go there. So there will be space. You know, as you said, if you bought a ticket, like, there's room, there should be there for you to set up your camp. So
okay.
I would say to anyone, get the app if you haven't downloaded the app and get the alerts, because you don't want to land, walk the whole, do the pilgrimage. I'm halfway through my pilgrimage. I'm pulled over on the side of the lane.
Prayers are needed, aren't they?
Beside me. And the last thing you want to do is walk the whole way to one you think there'll be room and there's none. So check the app, find where there is the gap and try and get there ASAP.
Okay, well, that's really, really good advice. Thanks for that, Katie, and have a great weekend. Are you there for the whole thing? Are you there till Monday?
Thank you, yes.
Of course.
I'm here till Monday if I don't get soaked, but yes.
Dear goodness. Okay, Dylan is on the line now. Good afternoon, Dylan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Are you're there? Are you already there or are you
I'm
on the
there
way?
Right now.
I had some lovely friends who came last night and set up a tent for me. So
that's cheating, now. Dylan.
Okay, so a nice big tent that you've parked, taken up two spaces.
No. We're all crammed in here, enjoying the lovely weather.
The lovely weather right now. So have you packed all the stuff
right
needed?
Now.
Sunscreen, hats, wellies, rain jackets?
Well, I was ready for rain, so I've had to bum some sunscreen off of people.
Okay.
So I'm not too popular today.
Okay. And tell us, Dylan, who are you most looking forward to seeing over the weekend?
I'd say Bellex won for me personally on Sunday.
Oh, my God. What time are they on Sunday?
I think it's 11 or
that would be
late
just
enough.
It'll be a gorgeous, gorgeous gig. Huge fan of Bellex one.
Yeah.
So that's great. You're really looking forward to seeing an Irish act.
Yeah, do you know, I've just grew up listening to them, and I think some great sing-alongs. I think the crowd will be fantastic.
Yeah, they'll be gorgeous. Well, look, mind yourself, Dylan. Are you driving? You've driven down, or what way have you made your way down there?
I drove down early this morning. I left the house around 5:30. So.
Oof. Okay. And how long did it take you to get there?
It took me about 2.5 hours.
Okay,
so it wasn't too bad.
That's not too bad. I heard of people four hour journey. So it is quite the pilgrimage. Look, mind yourself, Dylan. Now, Pat, I'll come back to you. So
2.5 hours at 5:30.
Yeah,
where was everybody going at 5:30?
Electric Picnic. They were all going to Electric Picnic. So tell us about you've already said one of the artists that you'd look forward to seeing would be Chic.
But
one artist who you are not looking forward to seeing is this one, and I'm surprised.
Down at the
Pink Pony Club. You're not a big fan.
Are you trying to get me shot?
Where did I say this? You said it, and a researcher wrote it down, therefore it is true.
These are lies. These are complete lies.
This is true.
In fact, I'm taking News Talk to court. That's terrible. No, I wouldn't. I tell you, I was thinking about Chapel Roan this morning. Do you remember the story about her playing the Olympia last year?
Yeah.
And she booked it, I presume, when nobody knew who she was. And then she exploded. And fair play to her. She honoured the booking. I remember walking down Dame Street and everybody in the pink cowboy hats and everything. So I think this is my official line now this evening. She's on the main stage this evening before Hozier.
She's Hozier's warm-up.
Yeah, another fella who has a million great songs. And she'd be fantastic. In fact, Hozier has his work cut out for him, Foreigner, I'd say.
I did think that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see Hozier, but I wouldn't fancy following Chapel Roan now.
Well, I think that'll be a multicoloured celebration, hats in the air, all that. So, no, I don't know where you got that false information. Do I have any of her records at home? Probably not, but, you know, that's okay.
You've nothing against her, but you don't love her and you wouldn't really go to see her.
No, I mean, I do have a cowboy hat, but it's not pink.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. One other artist who is going to be very popular is this guy. I mean, that will get the crowd going on Sunday. Oh, no, sorry, Saturday night.
Saturday night main stage, yeah. Sam Fender. Bruce Springsteen, kind of light, but there's nothing wrong with that. I saw him actually support Springsteen in Rome. And he was fantastic. So there you go.
It's so funny because it doesn't feel like you're throwing digs, but you kind of
are. I'm not throwing digs. I mean, if I was there, that'd be fantastic.
Bruce Springsteen light. When you say it with a
smile
on your face.
The lineup on Saturday on the main stage, my advice to people if they're going down to it is, you know, move away from the main stage as much as you can because there's an awful lot more going on than that. But the lineup on Saturday is pretty impressive. You have Kneecap, Amble, Inhaler, Nile Rodgers and Chic, Sam Fender, Fatboy Slim. That's a pretty good lineup.
That is a very, very good
out,
lineup.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It's really, really good. And I'm sick listening to Sam Fender because I have an 18-year-old son who
doesn't know who Springsteen is. No,
I wouldn't say so.
That's not a dig.
It kind of was a dig. So who else? Wait, actually, speaking of Amble, they've exploded completely, haven't they?
They have, and there's another band as well called Kingfisher.
Yes.
Missing an E, Kingfisher. And
they're similar enough, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed them at the picnic, I think it was 2 years ago. Mm. And I asked them where they're playing and they said main stage. And I said, really? But there you go.
Passive-aggressive, really?
And I went to see them and a great crowd at it. So those will be huge things. But like as I was saying, there's stages off in the forest and things like that, like the Salty Dog, and Jerry Fish has his own stage. And there are some fan. That's always fantastic crack. You know, just if you need a break. I'm not saying don't miss any of these fabulous acts on the main stage, but if you need a break, drift off into the forest.
Drift.
Smaller crowd. And they have a surprise gig at that Salty Dog. I mean, Rick Astley got up 1 year. No, this is serious. He got up, he played on the main stage and he came in, and then he got up and he played a load of covers with his band, and they were fantastic. And, you know,
but would your average, say, 22-year-old know who the hell Rick is if he got up on stage? I mean, I would. Never going to give you up, never going to let you down.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's an all-ages festival. I mean, some people bring babies to it. I was talking about that in the paper last weekend. You know, it's fantastic, and it's there for everybody. I mean, we should mention Mindfield. I think News Talk have a tent in that, do they? Do they?
They probably do.
Or did they?
I'll have to get on to the bosses to see if I can go.
Where you've got all the talking, you can go to, there's the theatre of food where you can go watch people cook the dinner. There's a theatre where you can go see plays and ballets and all sorts of stuff. There's everything at it.
You're not going to EP for food.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, no, I wouldn't pay that to watch someone cook the dinner. I can put a mirror in the kitchen and watch myself cook the dinner if that's what I want to do, you know. But, you know, if that's what you're into.
You've mentioned there that people have bring their kids and their babies and all sorts. I'm barred from this year. I am not allowed enter into Electric Picnic this year.
Wait, what'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I'm barred by one person. That is my son, my 18-year-old son. It's his first time going to EP, and he said, "Mum," and that's why, "Mum, you're not to go this year."
Yeah, I get that.
I'm not allowed, despite the thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people who'll be there. The chance of bumping into me will be very slim. But he isn't. He has said I'm not allowed.
And if
you
ran out of money, would he not want to bump into you?
He might.
Yeah.
So Revolut could get me in. That could be it. Revolut could get me in. I see David Gray is also there on Sunday. There's a lovely lineup on Sunday too.
You have Noel. Actually, that's one that people, I'd say, would be very popular. Noel and Mike from the Cranberries are getting up at the RTE Orchestra. So I presume
that would be gorgeous.
What they're doing is kind of the Cranberries discography, you know. And then David Gray is on, as you mentioned. Kingfisher, as we mentioned earlier on. And also Kings of Leon, then headliner.
That was a great one. Who will sing with the Cranberries?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I presume they'd have a kind of a variety of guests. You know, we've seen that kind of thing before where people get up and bring up special guests.
So
I don't know is the answer, but I presume that's what they'll be doing. I know the two lads won't be doing it.
But see Matt making an appearance there.
Jenny, I don't know. Didn't she play it All Together Now? She did. Yeah, maybe there's some
but
sort
we start
of,
that rumor
maybe
myself,
she signed
myself.
Something that says she can't go down to Electric Picnic. I think that's rival promoter stuff.
You said you've been to, I suppose, was it 24 EPs?
Over 24 years. I mean, they took a break during the old emergency as well.
Well, they did, the emergency, yeah. What is your favourite EP memory?
Jenny. Of acts I've seen. No, Nick Cave was fantastic at the start with Flaming Lips, Kraftwerk, the Beastie Boys, Janie Mac, Pulp were great the year they headlined, Sex Pistols, Roxy Music, so many of them, you know. Now, you have to remember, for the first 15 or so years, I wasn't working at it, so the memory is a bit hazy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I was enjoying myself a lot. You know
okay,
I mean?
Well, enjoying yourself, but when you were working, you were interviewing some of the acts. Who has been the most impressive act you've interviewed there?
I don't know, interviewed at it. I had a row with an English band called Razorlight. I remember that one. Yeah, and it was made for a good interview. You know, your man just took against me as soon as we sat down.
Was it your passive aggressiveness?
I asked him a couple of questions. I'll tell you one I did. The last year I was there, we were supposed to do 20 minutes with Liam and Peter from Hot House Lures, and it ended up being 2.5 hours where they played every so often. They talk and then they play a song, and it just went on for 2 hours, and that was fantastic. So if people are looking for interviews, sorry, I should give a plug to my old alma mater. The Hot Press Tent is in that ward area. They'll be doing interviews all weekend as well.
And you know who is it appearing in there?
I saw a brief list today. Mundy is there. Jenny, who else has I seen? I didn't, but I can't remember off the top of my head, but all the top acts, great interviewers, great interviewees, is worth checking out.
It really has changed though over the 20 plus years, hasn't it? I know you said it was initially it was only one day, and now now it feels like it's five because people went down Thursday night. Probably had their own bit of a party.
Just what we were saying about the campsites being a bit full. I did see, now I can't confirm this, but I saw a tweet earlier last night saying, you know, this campsite's full. So as your callers there were saying, that you can go in earlier and earlier each year. So I think people were going down yesterday morning. So your man going at 5:30 this morning, I suppose he was too late at 5:30 this morning maybe. But people are going, you know, they started, the Salty Dog opened last night, there was acts on. When I started going down to it, as I say, first day, the second year was one of the years Nick Cave played it. I remember him on the main stage. But it seemed like there was it was just a nice small crowd. It was only about 10,000 people.
It was very, very small.
Yeah,
and I remember when it started, I didn't think it would become what it is now.
Yeah.
It's almost like a national holiday.
I think there's 80,000 at it this year.
I mean, it's kind of like a Slane or an Oasis.
Well, it's a rite of passage, you know. Like, I'm a bit long in the tooth now. Maybe that's the reason I'm not going. But, for as you say, your son and
first
all his mates to go down. Ah, yeah, sure, he'd be beside himself. I'd say he wanted to leave last Monday.
Yeah. Well, but you know what he has to do? I'm probably giving too much info away. He's going tonight.
He's camping, is he?
He's going tonight. He's coming home. He's a GAA training tomorrow.
Oh, Janie.
He's missing tomorrow. He's a GAA match on Sunday. He goes straight back after the match and camps Sunday night. I mean, it's all very, very complicated, but that's what has to be done.
No, I didn't do much of that in my time in NFL. No, once we were there, we didn't leave.
His messages here, go see Cladda, high energy rock trad group from the west of Ireland.
There you go.
And that's from Emma, proud mum of the drummer.
Ah, right. Well, you might be a bit biased there, Emma, maybe. But no, that's good advice. Go see as much things as you can, you know.
I'm glad Emma's allowed to go, obviously, to see her son as the drummer. Mairead, cannot wait to see Kneecap this weekend.
Yeah.
Go on, the lads. Again, another act who have just... are just getting bigger and louder and prouder.
Well, there's two things to say there. First of all, you have to take your hats off your balaclava.
Your balaclava off to them,
to the organisers of Electric Pink, because the tickets were sold out like a year ago, you know, as soon as it was announced. And Kneecap and Inhaler and the Saw Doctors, I think, and a few other acts were only announced like a month ago. So they didn't have to do that, you know, they'd already sold it. But they were trying to improve it. And Kneecap, and also your man Melvin Benn was into the guy who's the head of the whole thing, was interviewed and saying like that they have no facility to turn off the mics for Kneecap like, they did in Glastonbury and other festivals. So, yeah.
So what, I suppose that was
that's
a live.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
That is very cool. But Glastonbury is going to be was live on BBC.
They didn't show Kneecap. Sorry, I'm getting... We no need to get into that. Do they have that? No. I mean, I remember years ago that you'd see the cameras. You know, they must have had just maybe reports on it.
Mm.
And you'd avoid them. Because just in case Janie Mac, your mum, might see you in an awful stage.
On the 6-1 news.
People would be warning you, there's a camera over there, don't, put that away. And so I think there was talk of that maybe RTE would put it on. I think that'd be a great idea.
I really do think they should. I think they're missing a trick not doing it.
Yeah.
It's highlights or whatever, but a live show of Electric Picnic would be spectacular because it means the people like ourselves who are little bit long in the tooth get to have fun.
I reviewed Glastonbury from my couch this year for a newspaper and got paid for it, which is a great thing, you know? That's a great situation. I didn't have to move. There was no queue for the bathroom. The fridge was open all the time. I wasn't charging me any money.
You had a comfy chair. No one really tall standing in front of you.
Slept in my own bed.
Oh.
And there was no one peeing beside my bed when I was, as far as I know, when I was asleep.
Gosh.
Yeah, all good.
Unbelievable. The Wolftones got the biggest crowd ever at EP last year. And that's from Martin in Enniscorthy. I wonder if Martin was obviously there.
I'd say Kneecap might rival that.
I think they're going to match them, I would imagine.
I was there when Billie Eilish played, and the crowd was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. You know, I was closer to Oasis last weekend than I was to Billie Eilish that day. So, yeah, I mean, that main stage has just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it can be a fantastic event.
Yeah,
it is a fantastic event.
You're saying kind of try and get away. Don't just go and see the ones you've heard of. Maybe go see an act you haven't really heard of.
Yeah, well, if you have that, that app that people have on their phone where it counts your steps and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you can get all that in. You can get your 10,000 steps in by going around into the forest, seeing all these things. And I mean, there's also, they've announced new kind of, they do it every year, they announce new kind of additions. There's things listed here I never heard of. The Hazelwood, I mentioned Jerry Fish, Minefield, I mentioned that. Mother After Dark, all these rave places, Trailer Park, Global Green, Trenchtown. I had some great times in Trenchtown. That's really good. Green Crafts, not sure about that. Berlin House, can you find our top secret underground techno bunker?
Okay.
Which sounds like if there's a nuclear war
that's
and you fancy dancing at the same time,
that
underground techno bunker is the place to go, I think.
Guys, Oxygen used to be the big, huge festival. Electric Picnic was always a smaller, kind of chilled one. So Electric Picnic is now the Oxygen one. That's true, that is true. Listen, Pat, you're not going this year, but enjoy.
Not unless someone rings up now in the next half an hour.
Listen, that phone will be hopping now after that. Pat Carty, thank you so much for that. And I'll just say, to anyone who is going, and the first timers, take your time coming home on Monday. You've had a weekend of partying, plenty of sleep, before you get into that car on Monday.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And mind yourselves coming home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.